This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some college students, undergrads and graduate students, have deferred their enrollments, hoping they will get to have an actual in-person experience once schools open, whenever that may be. While they wait, though, they are still finding ways to connect. Alana Strauss has that one.
Over the summer, MIT's Urban Planning Program held a meeting for incoming graduate students. Some were still deciding whether or not to defer. Ezra Glenn, an MIT lecturer, immediately noticed there was something different about these students.
We sort of expected it would be similar to, you know, an admissions open house or sort of thing. It'd be, you know, a bunch of students awkwardly not knowing each other and maybe tripping over themselves, being polite, getting out of each other's way.
Instead, the students had already gotten to know each other virtually. They'd been working together to prepare for the meeting.
It turned out they showed up very well organized. It almost felt like we were having, you know, a public meeting at City Hall, and here was a citizens group that came that had clearly organized ahead of time.
Glenn says 40 of the 60 students decided to defer, but that doesn't mean those students lost touch with each other. They've continued to meet regularly. They created an urban planning book club with their cohort that meets once a month on Zoom. About 10 people showed up at this meeting, where Jimena Muzio and Mackenzie Human discussed evictions during the pandemic.
The current situation justifies, I don't know, occupying somebody else's property, even though it's vacant or whatever. Like, I'm just wondering myself.
No, I find myself in a similar kind of like moral gray area.
The students also organized a film club, monthly lecture series, and study groups so they could try to test out of some classes next year. They shared online courses and passed around job postings. Michaela Stretch is a deferred student living in Boston. Instead of going to graduate school, she's spending the year working at a consulting firm. But she appreciates seeing her future classmates on a regular basis.
Getting to know each other at all and just knowing that, like, we have something to look forward to has been really nice.
Deferred students are staying connected throughout the country. Cor Barnhill has been accepted at Pitzer College in California, but has deferred freshman year. Barnhill, who is working two jobs instead of attending school, is in a Snapchat with the other deferred students.
I think that the group has been helpful in reminding me that even though we're all far apart and, like, I've never met these people, like, I do have a sort of community right now. It's nice to have some people, you know, however far apart we are, that know what all of this feels like.
Urban planning professor Ezra Glenn says he thinks the deferred students might actually be more prepared than past MIT cohorts he's taught.
We realized, wow, we really chose the right students. This is our group. These are the ones we want.
The deferred MIT students are planning to attend the graduate program in the fall of 2021. The school doesn't yet know if it'll hold in-person classes by then. In Los Angeles, I'm Alana Strauss for Marketplace.